Why the usefulness starts with you? How could you say that
whatever I think and I do has a purpose, but the beginning had no purpose at all?
How do you do that? Let's hear it again. Said one, Umar said,
"Thou art making a profound inquiry. Thou art confining the meaning in a word. Thou hast imprisoned the free meaning. Thou hast bound the wind in a word. This thou hast done for a benefit, O thou who thyself art blind to the benefit of God. He from whom benefit was born, how should he not see that which was seen by us? There are myriads of benefits, and every myriad is but a few beside that one. The breath of thy speech, which is a part of the past, became beneficial. Why is the whole of the whole devoid?"
That's a good question, isn't it? Why do you talk? Any of you? Why do you talk? What's the use of that?
It's helpful.
To impress How? People.
To learn, to share knowledge.
The wolves will do it with howl. Then? Oh, let me tell you something else. The wolves, they never have misunderstanding. You do. You blame all the fightings and wars to misunderstanding later. So what's the use? That's his point. He said, look at the talking. Everybody knows that there is a lot of use in it, but you cannot prove any of it if I question it just. And look at me and you. You know why talking is useful? Because I'm listening. There is two parts to this. And we play the game. You talk, I listen, it's useful. He created, we're here, it's useful. It's like that. It's not, the use is not something to be found out of the concept. You talk, it's useful. Therefore you cannot say something is useless. Because if everything is useless, your talking should be useless also. So give up.
Yeah. He also said something before about the person stepping up to ask the question, to just to present himself to the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But he will do something very, very fantastic again. He does this. Let me explain it like this to you. If somebody will question the beauty of your car, and the system of your car, and say, what's the use of the car? And if he's an expert and we talk about the carburetor of your car, and I ask him, what's the use of the carburetor? And he will explain it to me. So we are facing a fellow who knows the use of carburetor, okay? Could this fellow say that this car is useless? When the carburetor is useful, the car should be useful. Because if the car is a piece of junk, that piece of nonsense in it could not be called carburetor. It's not a part of it, right? If a part of a system is useful, the system should be useful. You cannot have a useful part in a non-useful system, right?
Like a weak link in the chain.
Like a link in the chain. Therefore, you find your talking and thinking useful? You cannot deny the usefulness of the universe. That's how it goes. Because you are a part of it. If you are useful, your argument is useful, your thinking is useful, your belief is useful, so the system should be useful. And here we're not talking about usefulness, we're talking about meaningfulness. Mm. as if you're talking is meaningful and the existence and creation is meaningless, give me a break. I accept it if you come out and say everything is useless. Come out and say everything is useless, life is useless, and kill yourself. Doesn't matter. We are a lot. Less one doesn't make us less. That's how it goes. So he will bring another. He is showing you the weakness of logical argument in the subject. He's not answering any question. Notice it, Rumi will not give you any answer because these are not answerable questions. These are only puzzling questions. These are the basic of the doubt. If you want to be, let's say, there is a company, okay, and they hire you, and your job is to defend the position of this company, no matter what. What do? You go around and you talk positive about this company, right? You will do something like that. Let's say this company has some wrongdoings and I start to talk about those wrongdoings. What will you do? You could always change the subject, bring something in. This is what the lawyers will do. Right? Logic is like that. Logic tries to deny the stuffs. Everything is doubtful until being proven. Right? That's the logic. It doesn't work in the field we are talking about. Because in this field, first of all, we are not in the business of analysis and separation. We are in the business of putting it back together. We believe in one existence which covers everything. Everything is related to everything. We call that notion in you an illusion, which is the base of you being you. What is the base of you being you? The ego. When you say me. When you say me, you say I. We call it an illusion. Because we know that you are not separated from anything. There is no real limit and line that we could draw and we could say, okay, you are in it. If we divide you, isolate you from the universe, what will happen? First of all, you suffocate, you die. You need this volume of air to go in and out constantly. That's how you are. If this air stops to go through you, not in your nose, through your skin, you will die. There is no really me and the rest of the universe. You want to know how silly it is? You and the rest of the universe? Ask me. I believe in me and the rest of the universe. So you are a part of the rest of the universe. There is no you. There is no me and the rest. This is the illusion of logic. This is the illusion which goes back to the beginning of, remember? Beginning of life. Life started like this. I repeat this so you will remember it. Life starts with the illusion of a boundary, with a gate, and sort of a control here over the flow of the things from in to out, from out to in. This is what life is. Which is, starts with that almost circle. But it cannot be a circle. You know what is this? If there is such a thing. What is this? Nothing. Nothing could be like this. This doesn't exist.